After number 20 tonight, we're going to go back and touch on another. Another command, I guess. Exodus chapter number 20, I want to look at verse number 16 tonight. The Bible says this, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." Our dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you this evening. And Lord, we're very needy, and we need you to help us. If you don't speak or you don't do a work, Father, there'll be no work done tonight. We ask you to do what needs doing. We ask, Father, if there's anything that would hinder the working of the Holy Spirit, that you refrain it for just a few minutes and allow your Holy Spirit to have free course in our hearts and lives. I ask you, Father, if there's any unconfessed sin in my life, oh, Father, would you forgive me of that and make me a vessel of honor for your glory. I ask now that you be uplifted and exalted and magnified. Out of all that's said and done, we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. All right, very, very simple phrase tonight. And I don't guess I have a lot on this, but I do want to look at some verses before we get started in the New Testament. And this says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." I want to just extend that to lying. Just talk about lying for a little bit. And I think we can do that without damaging the Scripture a whole lot. St. John chapter 8, verse 44. I want you to turn over there and let's read that first before we get started. We're going to look at about 5 or 6 verses here. In St. John chapter number 8 and verse 44, the Bible says this, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your fathers ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning." I don't know what beginning that is. Perhaps that's where Cain slew Abel. I don't know, the beginning of creation maybe. But maybe even back farther than that. "He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth." Now we're talking about lying, and it says this, "He abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it." Now, lying, I don't think any of us can disagree with this. Lying is rooted in the devil. That's just the root of lying. All right, let's look in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, we're going to see some folks that lied to the Holy Ghost. In verse number 1, we'll begin, "But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet, But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Now, you might wonder, how was it he lied? Well, I thought on that. I don't really know. We could infer some things. He may have said, here's what we got out of the land. I don't know. But the fact that he may have said, we're going to sell this land and we're going to give that money to the church. He may have verbally said that. It could have been by his actions he was inferring that he was giving the full price. I don't know, but I know that this fella lied to the Holy Ghost. Why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the prize? I guess what I'm thinking, when you act like you're giving all and you're keeping back part, you're lying. Here's what I'm really saying. Hypocrisy is a lie. That's really what it is. You're projecting one image. Really, you're lying because that's not who you are. You're projecting, you're doing something that's of God, and really it wasn't. And so I want to extend this thing of lying to this thing of hypocrisy, and I want you to see that in Acts chapter number 5. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 and just pick up the rest of these verses, and then we'll look just at a few little truths with you tonight. Acts chapter number 4, and I want to read, I believe it's verse 25. And I'm going to back up and get let's get verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Speak truth with your neighbors. And so, we see the Bible has much to say. Colossians 3 and 9. Let's just flip on over and get one or two more, and then we'll go from there. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 9. The Bible says this, lie not one to another. Sister passage to what we just read. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now let's look at one more. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I want to back up and get verse 1 as well. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy. The lies they are telling, they're doing in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That's in the latter times. I think we're in the latter days. And so what I'm saying is, we're going to face folks who are telling lies, and there is a spirit of lying as the devil seems to gain control more and more over this world. If he's the father of lies, there'll be more and more lies. He puts on the image of an angel of light. We know that. And it talks about even the elect would be deceived in the end times if the days had not been shortened. And so what I'm trying to say to you, there is a spirit, even in 2 Timothy, maybe 2 Timothy has this, but evil men and seducers, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving. And so here's what I want you to understand as we start our little study tonight. There is a spirit of lying in the age we live in. A spirit of deception. A spirit of seducing spirit. Let me say it that way. I guess what I'm saying, if that is in the world and that's working, we're going to run into that from time to time. And I think maybe God's people at times struggle with telling the truth. Titus chapter 1 says this, verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God, I like this part, that cannot lie. Aren't you glad we've got a God, no matter how bitter it is to say it, no matter how tough it is, He always tells us the truth. I'm thankful for that. And so, I just want to kind of lay a little groundwork. This thing of lying is definitely a prevalent thing in the world we live in. And I think sometimes God's people get caught up in it. I know an evangelist. He was a very popular man, and even in this area at one time. And I've heard this said, and I believe it to be true, that he was talking about how many converts he had at a meeting. No, we had the greatest meeting. We had X number of people saved. Well, it just so happened somebody knew of that church, and when they checked on that, and they called the pastor, man, y'all having a great meeting out here. And the fact of the matter was, it wasn't a great meeting. There wasn't 70 or 80 folks saved. And the so-called preacher is just lying. And I've heard stories that's just near impossible to believe. I've heard a preacher say one time that a bear put his arm around his neck and a tear come out of the bear's eye. That may have happened. I can't say it didn't, but I struggle with it. Brother Hen don't believe it, and I'm struggling with it, so you can do with it what you want to. I'm just saying there's folks that lie. And the sad fact of the matter is, sometimes you're tempted to lie. You just are. To save embarrassment or whatever it might be, you're just tempted to tell a lie. Now that word bear, let's talk about thou shalt not bear false witness. Take a Strong's, look that word up, or you won't believe what I'm about to tell you. That word means to heed. It means to pay attention, to respond, to begin to speak, to cry, to hear, to utter. Here's what I'm trying to say. It involves listening and telling. Listening and talking, however you want to say it. There's two parts to that word, listening and talking. Now you might say, well, you can't talk till you hear. And I agree with that. But I want to say this to you. You'd be wise, and you would help the cause of Christ when you realize somebody's lying. You'd be wise just not to listen anymore. Sometimes a liar just wants your attention. He just wants an audience. And when you just kind of slip away, you might help him some. And we sometimes listen and don't say anything, and we ought to just move along. And then you won't be tempted to repeat a lie if you don't listen to it. And so that this thing of bear, if you study that out, it's got a twofold purpose. And I'm just going to go ahead and say this. You ought not just meditate on the lie. You ought not even keep it in. Sometimes you'll hear a lie on somebody. You enjoy what you hear. and you just want to kind of, want to think on that for a while. I'm going to tell you, don't even entertain lies. Just get it out of your system and leave it alone. False witness. What is a false witness? It's a dishonest version of events. It's just it's dishonesty about a event, about a person. We might say it's an untrue statement. And now I just want to ask you, what makes up a false witness? See, here's what the devil wants to do. He's not going to get you just to tell an all-out, bold-faced lie. Here's what he'll do. He'll get you to creep into lying. He'll get you... I'm done off my outline, so I'll have to get back there in a minute. But he'll get you just to exaggerate just a little bit. Hey, you get a better life if you exaggerate it a little bit, don't you? Isn't that right? Do what? Yeah, still a lie. That's exactly right. That's my point, Brother Bud. But really, it ain't too bad if you're telling a little story and everybody's laughing for you just to lie a little bit. We call it exaggerating, stretching the truth just a little. I mean, that makes it funnier, doesn't it? Can I tell you what it is? It's a lie. And the devil is getting you... He's trying to get you comfortable stretching the truth, and before long, you'll stretch it even farther. Well, amen. You know that's so. That's how he works. He just takes a little at a time. He just takes a little bit at a time. Well, what falls under lying? It can fall under gossip. Now, all gossip is not true gossip. In fact, I think most gossip's probably got an element of untruth to it. That's why it's gossip. A slander falls under. What about if you inflate your performance? I know a preacher, and we was... I better be careful. I'll get in trouble here. I was in a meeting with him. And it's just a meeting. I mean, we went through the service and we got through, and he said, "Man, wasn't that a meeting tonight? I mean, he's excited. He's all worked up. Wasn't that a meeting tonight? Man, God moved tonight." I'm thinking, man, I missed it. I think he was exaggerating a little bit. You know who done the preaching? It wasn't me. It was him. I don't know. I wonder about things like that. I think about it, and I wonder if he really believed that, or if he was exaggerating a little, trying to convince me. In fact, I kind of thought he might have struggled a little. I don't know. Sometimes it is healthy for us to exaggerate our personal abilities and our performances. Or let me say it this way. It's a desire of the flesh to exalt ourselves a little higher than what we ought to. And sometimes we'll lie about it. So that can be a lie, untruth about yourself or your abilities or what you have your accomplishments. What about this lie? What about phony excuses? Now, here's the one I always hear. Well, I missed you Sunday. Ella Ray, I'm not picking on you now. Don't you think I am? I not at all. I'm not picking on anybody, really. I'm just preaching to you. Well, preacher, I felt bad. Well, I come to church half the time not feeling that good. Brother Bud hobbles in here with arthritis about every service, don't you, Brother Bud? Sometimes I see him stretching that leg out trying to get some relief. Only the Lord knows. But isn't it human nature to create an excuse to justify what we've done? Especially when the preacher's asking you about it. And it's embarrassing to say, well, I just was being lazy. Preacher, you got me. I should have come, but I didn't. I'm sorry. No, we'll make an excuse. People leave the church, they always have to have an excuse. I mean, I never heard anybody say, preacher, I'm just puffed up, not right with God, and I'm leaving here. I've never heard that. Here's what they always say. Well, preacher, it's just I've got a problem. Really, they don't say nothing. They leave and tell everybody else what the problem is. But it's always they upset somebody. Or I did have a fellow tell me one time, you just don't preach like you used to. Well, I hope I don't. I hope as I go along, I preach a little different than what I did. As the years go by, you get a little experience. I hope I preach a little different. They always have an excuse why they left. It's never just, I'm just going to move on. I've just got a tickling in my feet and I've got to move, you know, or something like that. It's phony excuses. Can I tell you what they are? They're just lies. It's what it is. When you make up something because you're put on the spot, and I've even heard people say, well, you can tell them that. It's not a lie. I'm not feeling good. Well, I understand what they're saying, but be careful about that. Be careful about that. These phony excuses. What about unrealistic flattery? When you're just flattering someone above measure. My, I've had people tell me this, you're the best preacher I ever heard. And I know right then there's a red flag goes up. Ah, there's something coming off on this. I know better than that. Oh, goodness. Hey, when people start telling you you're the best, I'd rather hear you than anybody else, whether it's singing or preaching or whatever it is, can I tell you, there's a good chance they're just flattering you. They're playing you. Can I say it that way? There's a good chance they're lying. And if you've got a tendency to do that, be careful about it. Be careful about it. Hey, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. This thing of lying, it's serious business. And those are just little stepping stones to greater lies. What it is. Phony or extended excuses, unrealistic flattery. We can go on. I see folks sometimes, they attempt to build themselves up by saying things and putting other people down that really is not exactly true. Be careful. We can talk about backbiting, tail burning, and those kind of things. You can lie in a lot of ways. We're going to talk about hypocrisy here in a minute, but you can lie, and you need to be careful about it. Don't be a liar. By the way, I'm convinced lying grieves the Holy Spirit of God. Acts chapter 5, it done more than grieved Him. It angered Him. It grieves the Holy Spirit. We ought to really work. It's hard, but we ought to really work at trying to be as honest as we possibly can, even when it's embarrassingly honest. You grieve or anger the Holy Spirit when you lie, but can I tell you what else you do? You betray somebody else's trust. If I'm telling Brother Bud something and Brother Bud's trusting me to tell him the truth, and he believes I'm telling him the truth, and I tell him a lie, you know what I've done? I've betrayed his trust. I've done him wrong. When you lie to somebody, you've wronged them. You've upset God, but you've wronged the person you're lying to. And can I tell you, you've hurt your own character. You've weakened yourself when you tell a lie. You tell one lie, the second lie will be easier to tell. You tell one lie, and it'll be a little harder to resist that temptation to tell the next lie. Isn't that so? Sure it is. It weakens you to tell a lie. It injures you morally or spiritually. And you know, really, a lot of times, our lie, the lie that's told, or our lies that we tell, it's hiding other sins. You know what a boastful lie is hiding? Pride. A man that's proud, he'll boast. Most of the time, I think that's so. Dishonest excuses, you know what they're hiding many times? Fear. There's people afraid to go on visitation. There's folks that's too lazy to go on visitation. And they have an excuse why they can't go. Instead of just saying, no, preacher, I'm just not going. It's uncomfortable. I'm tired when I get home, and I just want to take it easy. They just make up a lie. What about gossip? You know what's behind gossip a lot? Jealousy. Hatred or anger or something. So they just lie on somebody. A lot of times these lies have other sins behind it. And I've already said this, the devil will get you to creep into it with exaggeration. See, that lets you get comfortable telling an untruth. That's really what he wants. He wants you to get comfortable telling the untruth. And it's sad, but many times God's people learn to enjoy stretching the truth. Everybody laughs, and you've told something, and you're impressed. You've won for a cheap laugh. You've lied and committed sin on God. That's sad, really. It's a sad situation. A lot of times we'll just retell the lies of others. Have you ever repeated somebody and known what they said was a lie? Some folks have. I honestly can't say in my mind that I've done that. But I'm sure I may have. I just can't remember it. Somewhere in my life I've repeated something that I knew wasn't so. I'm not saying that I lied about it. I'm just saying I repeat. I'm sure that's happened. Somewhere in my life. That's lying. I've got the same truth down again. Inventive excuses. That's lying. Loose spiritual talk. Don't we know what to say? Don't we know how to say the right things? I love you, brother. Yeah, sure you do. Right before they stick the knife in. I love you, brother. We use that loosely, is all I'm trying to say. That's loose talk sometimes. But it's the right talk. We're supposed to love one another, and we know that. And sometimes we'll blame the Lord. Well, I didn't get liberty from the Lord. The Lord didn't tell me to do this or do that. And it's right there in the Word of God. I've heard people justify sin, saying the Lord was okay with it. Yeah, being in the insurance business, here's what happens: two people shack up and never marry. So they keep getting their government checks. I've had them say, I think the Lord's okay with that. He's okay with that. He knows I couldn't make it if I didn't do that. He's not okay with that. That's sin. That's a lie. Don't tell me the Lord gave you the okay, the green light on that. He's not going to give you the green light to sin. Loose spiritual talk. Declaring what you suspect might be true. You know, you get older and you can see through a lot of stuff. You just see through stuff. And sometimes you're not careful, you'll make an implication that may not be exactly right. Verbal commitments you don't intend to keep. Yeah, I'll be at the prayer breakfast Saturday. Yeah, sure you will. I'll be there, Brother Bud. Yeah, I'll be able to support the meeting. How many of you be able to come on Friday morning? Yeah, I'll be there, preacher. Friday morning come, it's almost embarrassing sometimes. Here's what I'm saying. When we make a verbal commitment and really we're not provident, we can be providentially hindered. Now, I'm not that foolish. And I'm not throwing off on you if you've been providentially hindered. I'm not talking about that. But a lot of times, do we not, in the heat of the moment, in front of the whole congregation, make a commitment that we really are not going to keep? Or we think there's a good chance we're not going to keep it. Sometimes we do that. I think we do that. But really, there's people that makes commitments and they have no personal responsibility to keep the commitment they made to you, the verbal commitment. They have no personal conscience that they need to. If they do, fine. If they don't, fine. Doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you, if you make that commitment, you ought to really try to keep it because it may be your life. We could talk. I've got a whole page of this. Overly friendly and cordial. I've seen people just friendlier than a wet dog. I mean, they just eat you up. Fact of the matter is, they ain't your friend. They're not that interested in you. Overly enthusiastic. Giving a one-sided view of an issue when you know both sides of it. Now that happens quite often. You have a particular posture toward an issue, and you tell one side of it. I run into that all the time in the preacher business. People will tell one side of an issue. And out in the community, they only hear one side. They don't know. They don't know what's really behind it. And sometimes that's all you know. I understand that. But there's some people that know both sides, but they only tell one of it the way they want it told. Now, I'm going to tell you, I believe that's deceptive. I believe that borders on lying. To hold back part of the truth that you know. I'm going to say this, false doctrine, preaching, teaching false doctrine is lying. That's lying. You're committing sin and saying you're worshiping God, and you have to worship spirit and truth. It's the only way. Somebody's up preaching, teaching false doctrine, they're lying. You say, well, they don't know any better. Well, they're ignorantly lying. That's what they're doing. Well, it's not lying if they don't know. Well, I think it is. They're lying. They're not telling the truth. I've already talked about this, declaring things are going good when they're not. We don't have to spend any time on that. What about hypocrisy? What about when you act like you're somebody you're not? That's telling a lie, but I like to say it this way, that's living a lie. That's living a lie. I really talk to those in our prison ministry, I really stress that, be real. Once a month, maybe, if I'm getting up on a regular basis, I'll mention that. Be real. What I'm really saying is don't put on your jailhouse religion. Be real. Don't be a hypocrite. What is hypocrisy? I read this. I thought it was good. Hypocrisy is wickedness paying homage to righteousness. It's a wicked somebody acting like they're righteous. Isn't that right? I don't know if wicked's right, but they're backslid on God, whatever word you want to use. It's acting like you're right with the Lord when you're cold. You're unconcerned about the work of the Lord. You're in love with the world instead of in love with Him. You act like you're interested, but really you're not interested in the work of the Lord. That's hypocrisy. There's a lot of folks, they're just hypocrites. They come into church, they act like they're interested, they act like they care about it, the things of God, they act like that, and really all they are is worldlings. That's all they are. All they are is just a big old put-on. That's living a lie as far as I'm concerned. What about when you know you're supposed to do something, you don't do it? You act like you're right with God. What about if you're supposed to sing to the choir and you're pretty sure that's what God wants you to do and you won't sing in the choir, you act like you're right. You can't say no to God and be right with Him, can you? Don't you think we have a lot of folks in the house of God, and I don't know about it. I'm just talking about in general. I'm not pointing fingers at y'all. And they act like they're right with God, but they're really not where they ought to be with God. Not doing what they ought to be doing. Not being the parent they ought to be. And they know better. Not being the praying man they ought to be. I mean, and I know we've all got weaknesses and we're all trying. I understand that. But they're not even trying. Hypocrisy. I don't know. I believe we're living a lie when we live like that. I've seen folks like this. And I don't know about you all, but I've seen folks know the will of God in 15 minutes. Brother Hen, I honestly have seen, I've seen preachers that, and maybe they did. I've seen sometimes it's worked out, and maybe they did. But I've not found that to be so. I believe there's a lot of people say they know the will of God, and they don't know the will of God. I believe they're just trying to justify their actions. You know, and there's all sorts of things we could talk about. I could just go on and on. Acting like you don't feel condemned when you do. That's hypocrisy. There's people I know, they felt condemned by particular things, and they swear up and down, they don't. They're not condemned about it. Now, I don't know about you, but if the Holy Spirit deals... And I understand, let me be careful about saying this, their spiritual maturity, let me just say it this way, and this won't hurt your feelings, I guess, if I say it this way. Some people just seem to have a lot more liberty than other people. I don't understand it. Same Holy Spirit, same God. Unless it's a maturity issue, I don't understand it. We could just go on and on, but here's what I'm saying to you tonight. Be real. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't act like you're right if you're not. And listen, there ain't a one of us in the room not struggling with sin because we're sin creatures. I'm not saying you're not battling the devil, but at least be battling. At least be trying, at least be putting your heart into trying to as much as you can to be right with God. When you're knowingly wrong and you just harbor that in your heart, or you're calling evil good and good evil, my, there's a curse on your life according to Isaiah's writings. Here's what I'm trying to say. You can tell a lie. You can hear a lie. You can harbor a lie. But you can live a lie. You can teach and preach a lie. And 2 Timothy 3:13 says, they're deceiving and being deceived. You preach and teach a lie long enough, I believe the Lord lets you start believing it. Romans 1, they turned the truth of God into a lie and God gave them over. That's what he said. He let their thinking get sideways. You better watch resisting the truth, because God may just allow your mind to be. He don't darken it, but he might allow it to be so. It's a serious thing to reject truth. It's a serious thing to take truth and try to prove that it's not so and that evil's right. It's a serious thing. Your mind. Well, I understand that. Well, preacher, you're making a bigger deal out of this than it is. Lying's a big deal. Lying's a very big deal. Deception's serious. Here's all I'm telling you. Be honest. Only an honest heart will get help from God. That's the truth. If you try to lie with God and play games with Him, you can't play games with God. He knows exactly what you're thinking right now. Be honest. Be an honest person. Be honest with your fellow man. Be honest with your brother and sister in Christ. And be honest with the Lord. My, this thing of lying. I think we're living this last days, and man, there's just lies on every hand. If you're not careful, you're liable to get caught up in it. That spirit is out there. And it'll work against your flesh if you're not careful. And so, be honest-hearted. That's all I'm encouraging you to do tonight. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. I don't know. Maybe, I really don't think we need an invitation tonight, but maybe there's somebody here and, my, you're just under heavy load. There's just problems in your life, and or maybe you just need to pray. I don't know. Maybe the Holy Spirit spoke to you through the message. I don't know. But I'd like just to have a verse of a song tonight, Brother Allen. If anybody needs to do business with the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity tonight while Brother Allen gets us a song. Let's bow our heads, if you would. They'll be ready.